Good afternoon. Can you hear me? Yeah. Thank you very much, Minister. I just want to kick off by flagging a point regarding the laws that were adopted within the Ministry of Labour under the current government. And before that, just to touch on the point about the participation rate, the labor participation rate. Chile has seen an increase in the between 2022 2024 for the wages for women of 6%, in a context where the country has also managed to recover the participation rate and employment to pre-pandemic levels, 52 to 48% respectively. In parallel with that, on the significant increase by $500 of the minimum wage in 2024, this was a government commitment that was achieved 1 year earlier than expected. This had been set as a government commitment when the government took office. So against this backdrop then, taking this opportunity to talk about the diminishing wage gap, this went from 25 in 2022 to 23 in 2023. And this is an encouraging figure, but we can't be complacent because the reduction of the wage gap depends on many factors, such as the educational divide, the gap in work experience because of care functions and maternity, labor segregation because of gender stereotypes, the lack of availability of part-time work for women, lack of trade unions, which since 2017, the most trade unions are in fact made up of more greater women participation than that of men. We have a set of laws, as has been mentioned, the law of 40 hours, which stipulates measures of promotion and work reconciliation of work-life balance to adapt the starting and finishing hours for workers, to bear in mind care duty was for workers to